talks about going about that. The next area in the cancer reform strategy is that the screening service will actually move on to digital mammography. This is the last area where film is still routinely used, and there's a claim to move on. Now, the rationale for that is direct digital mammography has been shown to be more sensitive and specific for premenopausal women who have denser breasts. So I think that there's no doubt about that. For women with denser breasts, you can see more, and Robin Wilson pointed out some of that. Some of the issues I think that still need attention, though, is that the current systems for actually using digital mammography with computer-aided evaluation actually are still in their early stages, and feedback I've got from a number of sources is that the number of prompts that these systems actually lead to are really quite excessive, and there are some studies published, I think, from North America showing that if you use these computer-aided systems, you actually end up increasing your recall rate. So I think this is an important area. I have no doubt that we do need to move to digital mammography. It clearly makes a huge amount of sense, but we need to do it quite carefully and make sure that in doing so, we actually get the benefits without the potential harms that if you add this with a computer-aided system of actually increasing the recall rate. That's clearly the one thing that the UK has done extremely well in terms of getting that rate down to something that's really quite acceptable now. And that's, I think, an issue that will arise when digital mammography comes forward. There's really no evidence that digital mammography improves sensitivity in women over the age of 50 that I'm aware of yet. So there really are a number of cost issues there in terms of making this work. And to my mind, the great benefits are going to be in the computer-aided systems, but they're not clearly established at this stage.